A former Nome Community Service officer who pleaded guilty in July to charges of assault while on duty is working again at the Nome Police Department. Carl Putman has been hired as an emergency hire temporary dispatcher. Putman admitted during investigations that when an intoxicated woman passed out, he became frustrated and punched her in the head with a balled fist. In July, Putman pleaded guilty and received a one-year suspended imposition of sentence. According to city manager Tom Moran, Putman was rehired as an emergency hire, meaning that the job is not required to be posted to the public and that the position only lasts for up to 6 months. At any point, the role could be filled by a qualified candidate. While Moran was aware of what he called Putman's, quote, criminal allegations, he explained that there are no criminal barriers from working dispatch. There have been previous dispatchers with criminal convictions. He said, quote, we do not have the resources, do not have the people available to us. The applicant pool on file may not be the best applicant the public would feel to be the best candidate. But there are Nome citizens who feel that this furthers the distrust between the police department and community members, including Florence Habros, the victim of the assault back in February. Habros says she was not notified by the NPD that Putman would be hired as a dispatcher, and she said she would not feel comfortable calling dispatch knowing he could pick up. When asked if she would call the NPD to report a crime, Habros said,
he answers like, dispatcher, it's uncomfortable. I would call the troopers, state troopers, I would call them instead. They would help me out.
Putman's new role does not include any patrol duties or physical contact with the public.